606.
Deafilic, the Eurovision. Calling in accountancy, Arthur Russell, good evening to you.
Good evening, Evelyn. Nice to hear from you again.
Now, very good. Arthur, in 3 minutes or less.
3 minutes.
I have a few questions in for you as well, so as soon as you're ready to stop, I have one or two to run by you, so take it away.
Well, the sort of advice I would give my students in Stratford College in Rathgar and the Institute of Education in Leeson Street is number one, don't panic. You've over 2 days now to revise. You've ample time to cover all the important areas. Number two, be optimistic. Approximately 80% of all the students sitting higher level accounting will score C or higher. Number three, don't forget the theory sections. This can be worth over 10% of the marks, so if you're looking for an A1, this is a must. Number four, every figure written down is worth marks, so keep adding and totting right up to the last minute. Number five, don't forget the timing. Section A must be done in 52 minutes, Section B, 90 minutes for two questions, Section C, 36 minutes for one question. Finally, number six, start tonight and do a good 3 hours on question one final accounts. Do the adjustments from 04, 05 and 06 and don't forget the difficult ones, including suspense, disposal of vans, bank reconciliation statements and most important of all, keep your workings close to the question.
Okay, excellent. Can I try my rapid fire round with you?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, asking a question about accounting. There are two gearing ratios. Which one do you give in the exam?
Two gearing ratios, debt to equity or debt to total capital employed, both are acceptable.
Okay.
If you do debt to equity, to be lowly geared, it must be less than 100%. If you do debt to total capital employed, to be lowly geared, it must be less than 50%. So be careful with those two.
Okay. Accounting, this actually question has come up from a few people. Horrible thought that a departmental account will appear as question one next Monday. Departmental is on the syllabus, but has never appeared on honours paper. Should I leave it out or cover it this weekend, even though I have three other questions well covered?
This is very unlikely. Very, very unlikely. I would say there would be a revolution.
If the departmental account question comes up.
You know, absolutely.
Really?
Very unlikely.
To make a lot of people very happy. Accounting, I'm thinking of leaving out the interpretation of accounts question. Is this a bad idea?
Well, it's one of the bankers, really, in Section B, you know, and most students...
So why would you be doing it to yourself? Like?
So if they're not happy with doing it, certainly, but they would have to know all the other areas, including incomplete records, club accounts, service firms, cash flow statements, suspense published in tabular. You see, in Section B, you must do two out of three questions. So the ratio question, interpretation of accounts, is a banker.
But Arthur, you can leave out anything, but you're gambling with everything then,
absolutely,
aren't you?
It's a big risk. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, Arthur, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Okay, my pleasure.
And thank you very much for your contribution to the series this year.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
606.